CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you, as usual, by G4NJH. The script of the broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 16th of September 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Amateurs prepare for Hurricane Florence, IARU plan for the 2019 World Radio Communication Conference. Details on more RSGB convention lectures. CNN reports the American Radio Relay League has sent 7 amateur radio kits to South Carolina to assist with emergency communication ahead of Hurricane Florence. The group used the same kits in Puerto Rico last September when Hurricane Maria knocked out power to most of the island. Shortwave radio was the key to communicating in Puerto Rico. The ARRL 2018 Hurricane Pages provide information and news, summarizing the preparations and response by amateur radio volunteers who are supporting emergency communications at www.arrl.org/figures2018-hurricanes. The Administrative Council of the International Amateur Radio Union held its annual in-person meeting on the 8th and 9th of September in Seoul, Korea, with the 2019 World Radio Communication Conference of the ITU now little more than a year away. The effort of 24 IARU volunteers to defend amateur radio's frequency allocations against commercial pressures and to seek worldwide harmonisation of the 50 to 54 megahertz bands are reaching a critical stage. With these challenges in mind, the Council reviewed its strategic plan to develop support for amateur spectrum allocations and approve the action plan for implementation during the remainder of 2018 and 19. Full information, www.iaru-r-1.org. The RSGB convention takes place from the 12th to the 14th of October at Kent's Hill Park Training and Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. Thanks to the principal sponsor, Martin Lynch & Sons, Saturday and Sunday is packed with a diverse range of lectures for all levels of expertise and interests. Magnetic loop antennas offer the amateur radio enthusiast a compelling option for chasing DX and having access to all the HF bands when restricted by size and height of antenna system at your QTH, says Rail Pastor, M0RTP. He'll give instruction, tips, tricks and traps, and how to automatically tune a magnetic loop along with a look at FT8. Oh, I see. And along with a look at FT8 and WSPR performance achieved with magnetic loop antennas in the last year. Dick Harms, PA2DW, will describe the enormous restoration project of the Dwingeloo radio telescope and the subsequent amateur radio activities. You can see the whole conference at the convention lecture program at rsgb.org/convention. The IARU Region 1 monitoring system reports that 2 long-time broadcast intruders on the 40-metre band are gone. Radio Hargeisa of the Republic of Somaliland on 7.120 megs and Radio Ethiopia on 7.140 megs departed the band during the last week of August. The RSGB has placed the video of the 2017 convention lecture ZL7G, the Expedition Planning Logistics Operating and Beer by Chris Duckling, G3SLV, on the members-only section of the RSGB website. Go to rsgb.org/ZL7G. ICOM Inc. will be holding a D-Star QSO party between 0000 UTC on the 22nd of September to 2359 UTC on the 24th. The format of the party will be the same as in previous years, with the goal of encouraging D-Star operators to communicate with as many other operators across the world via D-Star repeaters. The prizes on offer this year have not been announced yet, so keep an eye for the latest updates on the D-Star QSO Party 2018. www.icom.co.jp/world/DQP. The International Amateur Radio Union has announced that the theme for World Amateur Radio Day, which takes place on the 18th of April, will be celebrating amateur radio's contribution to society. A build-a-thon is taking place at the National Hamfest in Newark on the 28th and 29th of September at the George Stevenson Pavilion, Newark and Nottingham Showground, Lincoln Road, Winthorpe, Newark, NG242NY. A place only costs £5, which is refunded as an RSGB book voucher if you complete the project on the day. Details rsgb.org/hamfestbuildathon, all one word. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 16th, the second day of the British Amateur Television Club convention at Midlands Air Museum, Coventry Airport, Rowley Road, Baggington, CV34FR. Details www.batc.org.uk. Western Supermare Radio Society is holding its annual rally on Sunday the 16th of September at the Campus Community Centre in Wall near Junction 22 of the M5. There are 58 tables with many of the well-known trainers in attendance. It's open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and tickets are £3 with accompanied under-16s free. Advance notice now for the Gala Shields radio rally due to take place on the 21st of October. That's held in Volunteer Hall, St John Street, Gala Shields, TD13JX. I think that's probably TD13JX. Doors open at 11:15 with the disabled visitors gaining access at 11. There'll be traders of bring and buy and refreshments available on site. Admission £2.50. Our apologies for missing this information in Radcom. To get your event into Radcom and GB2RS, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News from 425DX and other sources, Alex IW5ELA will operate mainly CW as 7Quebec 7ELA. From the 17th to the 22nd to the 26th of September, it'll be a suitcase operation while touring Malawi. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau log search on Club Log. Tina HB0/DL5YL and Fred HB0/DL5YM will be active from Massescha in Liechtenstein. Doesn't sound well, I don't think I pronounced that properly. It's in Liechtenstein anyway. From the 20th of September to the 6th of October, they'll be operating CW, SMSSB, and RITI during the CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest, QSL, via Home Calls Direct or Bureau. Torsten, DL4APJ, and Peter, DL2AX, will be active as JW/call signs from the JW5E club station at Longyearbyen in Svalbard, which is EU026. From the 20th to the 25th of September, QSL home calls. Gabor, HA3JB, will be active at 8Quebec 7 India Papa, the Maldives, AS013 from the 19th to the 30th of September. He'll operate CWSSB RITI FT8 on the 6 to 80 metre bands and will participate in the CQ Worldwide RITI contest, QSL HA3JB. Steve, G4EDG, will be active as ZD9CW from Tristan da Cunha. That's AF029 from the 20th of September to the 22nd of October. He'll be operating CW and RITI with some SSB on the 15 to 40 metre bands, possibly 80, QSL via Logbook of the World or via LZ1JZ. Special event news now celebrating 100 years of the RAF, GB100 RAF, will be operating from Air Defence Radar Museum at RAF Neatishead in Norfolk on the 22nd and 23rd. QSL cards require an SAE only to RAFARS, RAF Cosford, WV73EX. If you're taking part in the GB100 RAF award scheme, GB100 RAF will be worth 25 points. North Bristol ARC has been invited by Avon Valley Railway to set up two stations on the 22nd and 23rd, one station from within an operational train. The antenna for the moving train will be challenging due to a maximum vertical clearance from carriage to bridge of only 12 inches, and the horizontal clearance is only 24 inches due to two-way traffic on the line. The main HF station will be using GB0AVR on the 20, 40 and 80 metre bands. A portable station will operate from the train using QRP on 20 and 17 metre bands, as well as via GB3BS and GB7BS. Lawton and Epping Forest ARS will be activating GB2RGM for Railways on the Air, operating on the 22nd of September. Celebrating the 88th Saudi Arabia National Day on the 23rd of September, the Saudi Amateur Radio Society will be active as HZ88ND, 7Z88ND and 8Z88ND from the 16th to the 30th of September, QSLHZ1BF. We're happy to publicise your event on a GB2RS or Radcom and on the RSGB website, but please send details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as possible. One of the requirements for getting a special event station is that the station must be open to the public, so our free advance publicity can help your efforts be more widely known. Contest news now. The 2018 Africa All Mode International DX contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 16th. Both single and multi-operator stations can operate for the entire 24-hour period. There are no mandated breaks in operating time. Today, the 16th, the second 70 MHz contest takes place from 0900 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator, and also today, the UK Microwave Group's contest takes place from 0900 to 1700 UTC using all modes on the 24 to 76 GHz bands, the exchange's signal report serial number and locator. The Bartag Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC today, the 16th, RTTY on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is just your serial number. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 80 metre autumn series contest runs from 1900 to 2130 using CW on the 80 metre bands. The exchange is as above. On Thursday, the 70 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC, FM only. It's immediately followed by the all-mode 70 MHz UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both is signal report, serial number and locator. Over the weekend of the 22nd and 23rd, the UK EI Counties Contest DX runs from 1200 to 1200 UTC, using SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange, not surprisingly, is signal report serial number, and a different one, and a district code. Next Sunday, the 23rd, the Practical Wireless 70 MHz contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC using all modes, the exchange is signal report serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G3SVW, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week started with stable solar conditions but very low activity. After 14 days without sunspot, two small new spots turned up. Sunspot number 2721 existed for Sunday and Monday. Then it disappeared by Tuesday. Sunspot number 2722 popped up on Wednesday and Thursday and was gone by Friday. Neither of these spots has disappeared altogether. They can hide below the visible disk of the sun and may reappear before they rotate to the far side. Warnings of increased geomagnetic activity were announced by the Space Weather Center, and indeed the A index and the K index rose significantly to 35 and 6 respectively. These index figures were the result of major geomagnetic storm that peaked at 21:35 UTC on Tuesday evening. Solar wind picked up and reached a maximum of 624 kilometers per second at 04:38 UTC on Wednesday. The magnetic field carried by the solar wind disrupted that of the Earth and disturbed propagation conditions. Maximal usable frequencies for long skip distances generally varied between 15 and 18 MHz, with a short burst when it reached 21 megs at 1900 UTC on Monday. Workable DX paths were open, as confirmed by reception of some of the International Beacon Project transmitters on 14.1 MHz, found on the frequency, were beacons in the Far East, South Africa, Venezuela and the USA. The strongest of the beacons, but admittedly not Big DX, was CS3B in Madeira, whose carrier level was still audible down at the QRP 100 milliwatt level. An interesting propagation event to look forward to next weekend is the equinox on the 23rd of September. This is the time plus or minus a few days for operators to take advantage of grey line propagation on the low HF bands 1.8 and 3.5 megs between the ultimate DX path, United Kingdom to New Zealand. There isn't time to explain grey line working, but many propagation books cover this interesting topic. Good luck with the DXing. Now for VHF and up, the weather patterns this coming week look distinctly autumnal, with some unsettled weather on the charts and some quite strong winds at times. There are some fleeting periods of high pressure in the south, with the attendant chance of tropo giving some lift conditions, especially in the foggy early mornings. The windier spells may test your antenna guy ropes, with one model suggesting a small low crossing the country just before midweek. Obviously, it's too far ahead to be certain which model has called this correctly, but it shouldn't be a surprise that it's turning unsettled as we move towards the second half of the month. With the moon at maximum negative declination early this week and apogee on Wednesday, the moon will only get low on the horizon for a few hours a day, and EME path losses will be at their highest. With the windy conditions predicted, no major meteor showers, it's probably a week for catching up with some indoor system improvements. There's always the artificial satellites to keep VHFers interested, so update the prediction software and have a go. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me too. Until next week.